This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks, and the Tampa Bay Rays are getting ready to start the season next week. And we're broadcasting also to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, I would like to have you follow us along on Facebook, too, if you'd like to, by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also on MeWe, the same way. Gab, the same way. Parler, it's at the Captain's America. On Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com and take a look at the things we have over there. All right, joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning, ma'am.
Morning.
We have Elliot from Wesley Chapel on the line. I'm going to get right to him. Okay, good morning, Elliot. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Hi.
Captain, if you can give me 60 seconds, I'd like to add something about the seriousness of the border. You know, folks, Miguel Angel Feliz Gallardo was arrested back in 89 when he was the leader and the founder of the first Mexican drug cartel, the Guadalajara Cartel, an alliance of the current existing cartels, which included the Sinaloa Cartel, the Juarez Cartel, the Tijuana Cartel, and the Sonora Cartel. Now, one of the oldest crime groups is the Gulf Cartel. They operate mainly across from Brownsville, Texas, Jalisco New Generational Cartel, Los Zetas, Guerreros Unidos, Beltran Leyva Cartel, the La Familia, Michoacana, and the cartels of the Northeast. Cartels are moving hundreds of thousands of humans through underground engineered tunnels per day, 24 hours around the clock. American Chaos created this. Thanks so much, Captain. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Elliot. And by the way, let's throw China in the mix, too, because I found out yesterday that a lot of these Chinese shipments that are coming in from overseas, according to a federal audit that was released this month, only about one in 16 containers actually gets checked coming in from China.
True enough. But, you know, they've got some technology that they have applied to a lot of those containers to track them, too. So,
well, we're definitely going to the border with this conversation right now because a Democratic congressman, Henry Cuellar, I believe is the way you pronounce his name, got a hold of some photos and released it to the press. And we saw some conditions that I believe were as bad or worse than what we saw under Biden, let alone Trump, because we knew about the wire that was there. Now they got plastic on the wire, and that makes it even worse.
It's bad. And then Project Veritas also got their hands on some video from outside and inside.
Yep.
All right. So for the sake of your listeners, I want them to do a little bit of their own research. But the reason, one of the big reasons that Trump was successful in doing what Trump was doing when it came to the border, was to use what is known as Title 42. Now, Title 42 is a it's an obscure section of the law that says that if there is a chance to put at risk the public health of Americans, because of, you know you're in a pandemic or whatever else that we may be in, that you can close that border. And so that is the reason that so much of the migration coming into the United States last year and last couple of years was successful, was to use Title 42, which is medical examination of aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, medical examination of aliens.
Mm-hmm.
So, back before we had the Biden administration, you had so many of the pro-immigration type people saying that Title 42 was unconstitutional. Well, it's been in effect since 1944,
mm-hmm.
and then there was an amendment, I think, in 1953, and some other small changes in 1966. So we have some cases, I think, that are going through the legal system now where Title 42 is being challenged in court.
Isn't that the 12 states? The 12 states doing it?
I don't think that that is under the title, under, they're doing it on the premise of Title 42.
Okay.
Anyway, the Biden administration has, I think, authorized Health and Human Services, DHS, to offer some waivers and whatnot. So, this is, if Title 42 is waived or suspended, then we will have millions coming in by the day. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Poverty Law Center is challenging it. You know, everybody else. So, just you know, for some work on, to understand the stance of the Biden administration.
Okay.
It comes under Title 42.
Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back. And caller, you hang on. We'll get to you. You'll be the first one up when we come back here from the break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Moving along with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. And this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Yep, that's right. Moss Nissan up in New Fort Ritchie. Now, you can come join me this Saturday, March 27th from noon to 3 for the Moss Nissan March Mania Tailgate event. Tailgate Pro Entertainment will be there. There'll be the host of games that'll be played. There'll be prizes given out, cornhole, tiki toss, giant Zynga, and yard pong. You can enjoy the tournament games also on the basketball tournament games, that is, on the Tailgate Pro Entertainment's giant screen TV. And if you've ever been to Raymond James Stadium and see that truck all set up in the middle of the lot there with a big TV, this is the one that's going to be there. Plenty of free food, drinks too. Look me up while you're at the event. I'll have some coupons to hand out. $500 off your new or certified pre-owned vehicle at Moss Nissan. Make your deal especially sweet. And remember, Tailgate Pro Entertainment for your next corporate or private tailgate party. I'll see you this Saturday, noon to 3 at Moss Nissan, Newport Richey, U.S. 19 and 54, Newport Richey. Look for the big old flag. All right, let's go back to Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we also have Mike from Clearwater on the line wants to ask you a question. Go ahead, Mike. What's your question?
Good morning, Denise. You know, Denise, it's been kind of quiet with the Chinese, and I know for a while there they were doing a lot of saber rattling. Now, we know that quietly behind the scenes they've been taking all their resources and building up their military, even though there's no credible threat against them. So every advancement that they've made was basically done because they stole information from us. We know there's Chinese operatives in this country. Mr. Swalwell can probably tell us all about that. But my question is, this is all going to come to a head, and with Biden basically being bought and paid for by the Chinese, I think that they're going to make a play for Taiwan to actually bring it into their control. Now, it surprises me that they haven't done it already, but what do you think, Denise? Do you think that's a possibility, or do you think it's going to be sooner than later? Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
I do. We, our military and our intelligence officials, they know that we have been aiding Taiwan with militarily as much as we possibly can.
Yep.
With and carefully so, because we have this one China policy stupid thing that we've got going.
Mm-hmm.
But the other fascinating thing as far as is building up their military, they have increased their budget spending by 850% in the last decade.
Yeah.
So, yes, it is a very serious thing. The other fascinating piece is that China, too, is not only doing to us what they do to us, but they're doing essentially the same thing to Australia. There is something known as the Quad, and I would invite the listeners to check that out. The Quad was something that was really instituted a long time ago, but under Trump, when he made his trip to India, that was especially promoted by him. And rightly so. The Quad is the United States, Japan, Australia, and India. And it's kind of like a small NATO alliance, if you will, against China. Now, we do have our State Department officials that I think have made a trip as we speak
mm-hmm.
to Europe. And we do have some other countries that are marching along with the United States, really under what Trump began, Mike Pompeo began, and I think they're still carrying that baton forward. So,
mm-hmm.
There's so much. I mean, we could talk for a week on all things China, but it isn't just Taiwan.
All right. I've got Bagamon Bob on the line here, so let's go to him. Bagamon Bob, what's your question?
Oh, yes, sir, Captain. I was wondering, do you or Denise think that the VA was improved by Trump for veterans? And that's a kind of small one. And the second thing is, do you think that we should emphasize our conventional forces more so than the nuclear forces, being as if we have enough to destroy things many times over, and if we improve our conventional forces, then they won't be attempted to overwhelm us conventionally so that they could put us in the nuclear stalemate situation? All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, well, first of all, the VA has been improved, yes, to a great degree, maybe. They still got problems. They're working on them. I'll give them that. They're working on it. Their problems are mostly from an administrative standpoint. They continually put people in some positions that have no experience there, and that's the problem. And I think they're finally weaning of those people out of the system. But the second question, Denise, was about the military. Have you heard about the jetpacks for the military infantrymen?
Yeah, look, let me look at it on a broader scale. When it comes to conventional forces, we're always going to need them, but we're not going to need them in the historical ways that we have used conventional forces, ground pounders, otherwise known as.
Yep.
We're in a technology age, and with that, you know, we have some other technologies that will be applied and are being applied that are offshoots from the invention of the drone. And we have, you know, when Trump began the Space Force, there's a lot of things inside the Space Force that gives us some quantum leap advantages, and rightly so, and where hostilities we would be necessarily prepared for. So the one place that always concerns me that never gets talked about is the Arctic. And
doing a lot of training there right now. Yep.
But between the Arctic and I would say space, those are the two places that I think a lot of attention is being paid, and rightly so.
Yep, they definitely have got a lot of exercises going on in the Arctic right now. And as far as space, anybody can guess. Every time they launch something that's what they call a military satellite, I always wonder.
Okay.
Because we'll never know. And some of that stuff we found out down the line. Remember the Star Wars project?
Yeah.
Yeah, we found out about all that down the line. That was actually developed up in the area where I lived in upstate New York for a long time. General Electric Heavy Military. All right, let's go back over here to what we were doing. Oh, and by the way, here's one for you. They're taking bets around the world on how long it'll be before Biden collapses and Kamala becomes president. Now, the other day, we had both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on the same airplane. That is a huge, huge no-no.
Violation.
Yeah.
Corporate entities, way back when I was in the retail business as a young buck, that was forbidden to have, you know, your top people in retail chain on the same airplane. You know, you wouldn't put the president and the buyers of a department and all that on there. You'd have to put them into two planes. So for the Biden administration to have both Joe and Kamala on the same plane was one of the more reckless things. And I'm really stunned that the Secret Service even allowed that.
Yeah. I wonder how that all got overruled, because we just don't do that.
No.
But we did it that time. But anyway. Oh, and by the way, Jen Psaki dodged another question about whether or not Joe Biden saw his doctor after the fall.
Yeah.
He's going to have a press conference. I'll guarantee you he'll get asked questions about it.
Yeah. Well, apparently they had some kind of a lid on him yesterday. He didn't. come out of his safe space yesterday.
Right. Yep.
So my gut is telling me that he is going through some training for his press conference.
Yeah, he was doing his video games in preparation for the press conference. All right, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the articles she writes, get on her mailing list, and you'll know what's going on.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
10 people are dead, including one police officer, after a shooting at a supermarket in Boulder, Colorado. Police say the incident began at a King Supers store on the south side of Boulder around 2 p.m. local time. When police arrived minutes later, a suspect began shooting at them. That suspect was eventually taken into custody and is currently hospitalized. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold says the officer killed was 51-year-old Officer Eric Talley, who'd been on the force since 2010.
And I have to tell you, the heroic action of this officer when he responded to this scene. At 14:30 hours, the Boulder Police Department began receiving phone calls of shots fired in the area and a phone call about a possible person with a patrol rifle. Officer Talley responded to the scene, was the first on the scene, and he was fatally shot.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, don't forget that this segment is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, and their website is NAA.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, there is a major fire going on right now, and I'm going to break into what's going on. It's in Spring Valley, New York, the Spring Valley Nursing Home. There is a report of multiple people trapped after a roof collapsed into a fiery inferno. This doesn't sound pretty at all by any stretch of the imagination, and this has been going on for roughly perhaps the last 45 minutes or so. Nursing home in Rockland County in New York State. Roof has collapsed. It's a fiery mess. It's an inferno right now. And all we can do is just cross our fingers and hope everybody's okay. But it does not sound like it. So I hope no one that's listening in this audience is affected by that. But be advised, you'll be hearing about it soon on all the networks. Okay. Now, the military report
is always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy does have two campuses to serve you. They have one that's in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, and they have another one, which happens to be in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm here in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. So, whichever one strikes your fancy, pick up the telephone and call them and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Now, the number is the same for both, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour, either the location in Concord, Massachusetts, or the one in Clearwater, Florida. Their website, of course, NAA.edu. Now, we've got a little bit more information, not much, on the report that came out yesterday about the targeting of the military installation, Fort McNair, going after the general that was there, General Martin, General Joseph M. Martin, four-star Army general. Now, we don't know if this is credible or not. We can only read the report as we have it. But Army Major General Omar Jones, commander of the Military District of Washington, said that there were credible and specific threats against top military officials who live on that base, Fort McNair. And they only mentioned a swimmer who was arrested after ending up on the base. So if that had any bearing to do with anything or not, I don't know. But we talked about this yesterday. And this would be to avenge the killing of General Qassem Soleimani back in January of 2020 when we took him out with a drone. Now, the NSC is the one that's picked up the chatter amongst the members, and we're just putting that out there because that story surfaced again yesterday. Whether or not anything's going to come of that or not, we don't know, but we're just letting you know that it's still in the news. By the way, little progress to mention here in Afghanistan. After Russia hosted their peace conference for Afghanistan, bringing together government representatives, the Taliban, international observers, and others in a bid to help jumpstart the country's stalled peace process, guess who wants to talk again? The Taliban. So maybe something could come of that. But as it stands right now, President Joe Biden is discussing having the military remain in Afghanistan until November with no more cuts. And we'll see what happens. Now also, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is still on the mix with all the different things that are going on here. And he seems to think that we're on the right track with China. Well, unless you saw something I didn't, I saw Blinken get schooled in how not to do business with China. That's just me talking. And don't forget, we try to accommodate everybody that wants to chat with us here, and we do have a caller on the line with whom I'm going to get to here. Here we go. Eric in Seminole, is that you?
Hey, what's going on, sir? Great show this morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, man, I'm in the middle of breaking news coming out of my earlobes. Did you hear about that nursing home fire?
Nursing home fires.
I'm afraid there's some people trapped in there. It does not look good.
Well, the roof collapsed, and you also have to realize those people are, basically incapacitated anyway,
mm-hmm,
for whatever medical, psychological reason, or not, excuse me, neurological reason. They got O2 cylinders all over the place, and
yep,
God knows whatever else going
which
on.
Which is an accelerant.
Yeah, those, that's just, you know, becomes, how should I say, volatile, if you will.
Well, what's on your mind there, Mr. Medic guy?
Roger that. Hey, so, you're, you know, talking about national defense and stuff like that. Now, real quick, regarding that story regarding the alleged threat to the CG of Fort McNair or whatever, the only thing I can figure out or think about it on that is there's like some National Defense Institute or school that's aboard, you know, Fort McNair proper.
Right there. Yes, other, right there. Yep.
It's got some other stuff going on. That story, that's just me. I'm a little sketchy on that. It just fits. It solves too many problems that the National Guard, D.C., Metro, et cetera, has been trying to, and Secretary, Austin, have been wanting to do regarding keeping troops in the AO, and former General Honore regarding keeping a quick reaction force because of what happened on January 6th, yada, yada. I think that just solves too many problems, and it answers too many questions for the powers that be. But you're talking with Ms. Denise regarding the Chinese threat and the PLA, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've read stuff where Japan is considering deploying troops off Japan to Taiwan,
yeah,
for the first time in like 40 or since World War II.
Right.
Talking about forward deploying troops. We have a treaty with Taiwan that we're mandated, you know, we're in a treaty to protect them should, you know, mushrooms start developing over there. God forbid anything like that happen. And now China also has under alleged development of over-the-horizon hypersonic missile systems that are considered carrier killers, which would keep any sort of aircraft carrier that we have off the coast, at least 150 nautical miles. So, I mean, there's some serious, you know, credible threats going on. And regarding Secretary of State Blinken talking with the Chinese, we are negotiating from a position of weakness. They have our president of the United States, whether implied or real,
mm-hmm,
that compromise going on with his dealings financially.
You're right.
And I think that whether it's tacit, adjacent, or whatever, there is a credible, how should I say, compromise, in my opinion. And Secretary Blinken speaking to NATO this morning regarding, well, you know, the platitudes of how we're going to work with our partners in this new century and yada, yada. You know, he's talking platitudes, and I understand that he's carrying out.
Guess what? Here comes the music.
Yeah, Roger that, sir. Thanks for letting me vent. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a giant soup sandwich, and we all got to take a bite.
All right.
Semper Fi, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. Semper Fi to you and your boys there, my friend. Okay. We'll be right back. We're going to check on this nursing home fire. Don't go anywhere. It's a serious thing going on up here. It looks like there are some people trapped, possibly even a firefighter. God, I hate to hear that. All right. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm...
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Before we get to Chris Markowski, I need to keep you updated on this nursing home fire in Rockland County, New York. Now, I'm going to read you the story word for word. What it says does not sound very pretty. A nursing home fire in Rockland County, New York, has collapsed after a raging inferno tore through it in the wee hours of Tuesday morning. It was reported that several people, including nursing home patients and a firefighter, were trapped in the Evergreen Court Assisted Living Facility at 65 Lafayette Street in Spring Valley, New York, when the building went down. News Insider has not been able to independently confirm this. That's the website that I'm getting this from, which is actually out of New York City. The home is listed online as a senior care and assisted living facility with room for up to 200 patients. I hope and pray that this is not what it sounds like it's going to wind up being. And let's go to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Are you familiar with where this is?
No, I know where Rockland County is.
But you know where Spring Valley is?
No, I'm not familiar with that area. Rockland County is big. If you're listening up from there, it's just outside of New York City. It's like Westchester County, and then there's Rockland County, which is north of New York City.
Okay, well, we'll try to keep our eyes on that, but we do want to talk with a couple different things with you. The Biden advisors are prepping up, Mr. Chris, for the $3 trillion spending spree that's about to come.
Yeah, the difficult thing about this is some of the things that they've attached to this bill. It's you're not going to be able to get this through as it's presently constituted, as at least as they're presenting it to us, in any sort of reconciliation fashion because of the things that are in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think even some of the Democrats want to, basically eliminate some of the some of the stuff has to actually do with welfare and extending the child tax credits and whatnot, moving those things and extending those and separating out the infrastructure projects. They believe that they can get Republicans on board for infrastructure projects, depending upon what they are, as long as they separate parts of the bill.
Mm. Okay. We do have a caller with a question, so you want to take the caller?
Sure.
All right. Good morning, Mike in Clearwater. What's your question for Mr. Chris?
Mr. Chris, how are you? Always a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Good morning.
Historically speaking, when we've been in a pickle, it's always been wars that have gotten us out. When the Great Depression and then the war came along right after, and then we were, we lifted up and we got out. We're so much in debt that they just spent $2 trillion, and now they're talking about spending another possibly $3 trillion plus. There's nothing that's going to get us out of this, Chris, and I'm afraid that what happened in the late 90s with the Asian monetary crisis, that's going to be us. Our money's going to be worthless because they're printing money that we don't have. So what do you have to say, sir? Thank you so much.
All right. Yep, they are. Mm-hmm.
Make some great points.
Yeah.
Again, I've been talking about this for years and years and years.
Ten years that I know of, friend. 10 years.
Mm-hmm. At least, I mean, is the United States too big to fail? Is the fact that so much of our debt, because it's the most liquid instrument in the world, is held by so many different countries that, it doesn't matter. And the fact that, let's be honest here. They're talking about raising taxes right now. We don't have to raise taxes. They just print more money. It's just another, in essence, is another form of a tax because it lowers the value of that currency and it allows the United States, the government, to pay back debt with money that is worth less than what it was when we borrowed it. And that's the issue that we're facing at this point in time. Is the United States of America too big to fail? We haven't gone to the negative interest rate route. But that's coming soon to a theater near you. They definitely want to move to a digital currency. The Fed is actually researching it right now. European nations have already gone to negative interest rates. Eventually they'll be able to do that too, which is another form of a tax. The concept out there that there's no inflation is patently absurd. We continue to pay more and more and more. And again, you can keep devaluing the currency as far as you want it to go. And again, you get these pundits on television telling you how brand spanking awesome everything is because you can get a low mortgage rate, but the cost of everything else is going up. You mentioned we're in a pickle. Yeah, I think that's an understatement.
Yeah. By the way, some additional information just came across the wire here on the fire. The FDNY has been called for additional equipment to be sent to this nursing home fire, as well as a helicopter. They requested a helicopter from the fire department in New York to come. This does not sound very good.
No, I mean, not at all. I mean, very good.
And there were 200 people, apparently, in this nursing home.
It's terrible.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let's continue with a little money talk here because dark money, get this, dark money, where have we heard that before, is being used to fund the push on the filibuster, dark money.
They're talking about handouts and giveaways. I don't know if, I don't know if they're going to go that far in regards to the filibuster because, again, that's something that's going to, come around and hit them. Republicans, utilize some of the changes in the filibuster rule going back to when Harry Reid made some changes and it allowed Donald Trump to get a lot of judges through that normally wouldn't have gotten through. I don't know if Democrats are going to remember that and try to keep a hold on the filibuster or they're just, trying to shoot the moon right now when it comes to their position of power. Listen, you got to hand it to them so far. They're much better at what they do than Republicans. They get what they want passed. And, they're pushing full steam ahead. It doesn't look like really much of any sort of opposition is out there to stop them.
Well, it goes along with this Dreamer stuff because large corporations are urging the Senate to adopt the Dreamers bill, and they're the ones that are pushing that financially as well. So here we go.
It's inexpensive labor. It doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, cheap labor, again, right? Cheap labor?
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. That's all. And again, you know, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has been for this for a very long period of time. I talked about this at length yesterday on my podcast, and I'll definitely be talking about it this weekend. We keep talking around in circles, Republicans and Democrats, when it comes to immigration. I don't have any problem with legal immigration into this country, and we obviously need to continue to bring people in regards to our workforce. And we want to stop the mass influx of people coming into this country. It's really simple. You know, we're going to have to start making some good investments, almost like China does, in Central America, and getting the people to actually stay home. Yeah, I said the same thing about, you know, North Africa, where you had all these immigrants coming in and fleeing war-torn countries in North Africa coming into Europe. The only way you're going to stop that is by making the place where they live better, you know, rather than just sending piles of cash and flying a helicopter over it and dumping cash.
Yep.
You have to make investments. You have to develop those nations, and we're just not doing that.
By the way, Stephen Moore yesterday said to Newsmax TV, he was on there, he said the early signs of inflation are showing up. Well, I got one thing to say to that. Well, duh. Jeez.
Early signs, we've been
there for a long
time. Look at the price of homes. Look at the price of health care. Look at the price of higher education. Look at the price of food. I can go by a myriad of things.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see the early signs of inflation.
How mad do you want to be right now?
I'm going to tell you
the wholesale price of gasoline, which has now dropped. It was down 11 cents as of yesterday on this morning's trading. It's gone up 2 cents. So now it's down 9 cents a gallon. They turned around when gas dropped 11 cents and jacked it up 20 cents a gallon like nobody knew.
Well, a lot of it's trading. Again, there's not one magic person, you know, behind, you know, the curtain that's driving this. It's trading. And it's always been that way that'll drive it in various different directions. And again, you know, the floor can fall out of it as well, as we've seen that happen in the past. This is, you know, it's not like the various different oil companies can come and say, hey, we want to push a button and do this. A lot of it has to do with traders. A lot of it has to do with supply concerns around the globe and what's happening.
All right, here comes the music. I'll have to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, and pray for the firefighters up there in Rockland County.
You got it. Have a good one.
All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Meantime, we're going to check and see what we can find out about this that's going on up there right now. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.